People upset over Governor Walker's proposed budget cuts to education and senior care, among other things, took to the streets Monday afternoon for a rally and march that ended in front of the governor's home. WUWM's LaToya Dennis was there and joins us this morning. Hi, LaToya.
Morning, Marty.
So, LaToya, set the scene for us. What was the mood like?
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say around 100 or so people showed up for the short rally at Juneau Playfield before marching over to Walker's home. It's February in Wisconsin, so I don't really have to say that it was definitely cold, but I will. But the weather didn't stop the chanting. The weather also didn't stop people like Angela from delivering her message. She's an MPS parent, and under Walker's budget, K-12 education would lose around $127 million.
I have to go home and talk to my three public school kids about what a $150 cut per pupil under this budget might mean to them. And they're tired of talking about budget cuts, and they're tired of saying goodbye to teachers, and they're tired of watching their friends go to school districts that are better funded. But the truth is, there aren't a lot of places left to go anymore. These budget cuts attacked our rural schools, they attack our urban schools, they attack our suburban schools, and now they're going after the University of Wisconsin system.
So, LaToya, was there much focus on the cuts to higher education? As was just mentioned, the UW system stands to lose $300 million over the next 2 years.
Higher ed was definitely a concern for some who showed up at the rally. A lady by the name of Jennifer Epps Addison runs a group called Wisconsin Jobs Now. Basically, it advocates for higher wages for low-skilled workers.
Governor Walker, you know, his plan for underpaid workers is he says he wants to help them learn more to earn more. Well, if your plan for raising wages is to have people get a better education, then how can you cut $300 million from our public university system? How can you cut $127 million from K-12 education? Clearly, the governor is not interested in helping the people of our state access quality education.
Now, we don't often hear from students. Were there any at yesterday's rally?
There were a lot of students at yesterday's rally. A young man by the name of Raphael actually spoke about better school funding. He fears not being able to go to college or having to drop out.
You know, I want to go to college, and my father and my mom both can't afford to take me and all of my brothers and sisters to go to school. My mom is a stay-at-home mom. My dad is a handyman at a small hotel in downtown Milwaukee. They can't afford to take everybody to school, and they can't afford to pay for my college tuition.
So, LaToya, what happens next?
Well, protesters vow to return to the governor's home and continue to fight for what they believe to be the right course for Wisconsin and its families.
Thanks, LaToya. That's WUWM's LaToya Dennis.